Hello, my name is Misuli, and I'd like to tell you a story from the Book of God. And the title of the story is The Capture of the Special Chest. The story goes like this. As God had promised, he brought his people, the descendants of Abraham, into the land that he had promised to their ancestors. God began to divide the land amongst the tribes, but not all the tribes obeyed God and they took possession of the land. Some of the tribes began to compromise with their enemies. They intermarried with them. They even began to worship their gods, seeking the blessing of their God. Now, in those days, the Israelites had these tribal leaders that were called judges to rule over them. And the Israelites have not always followed God or honored the sacred agreement with God, including the two sons of the chief priest. Who were they themselves, priests? They were wicked men. They didn't respect God. They didn't respect their father. When sacrifices were being brought to God, they often took large portions for themselves. Now, also in those days, the Israelites had this fierce enemy called the Philistines. And they went into battle with the Philistines. And on that day, when they went into battle with the Philistines attacked them and killed 4,000 of the Israel soldiers that day. And the elders of the Israelites cried out, saying, "Why has God allowed this?" And so instead of responding and seeking God for his guidance and seeking him for help, they responded like the idol worshippers around them. They said, maybe if we can bring the special chest of God that represents his presence into the battlefield, we will have victory. And so they did. They brought the special chest of God into the battlefield. And when it arrived at the Israelite military camp, the Israelite soldiers were shouting and cheering. They said, the special chest of God is in the battlefield, and so we will have victory. And the Philistine army heard them. And they had their cheer, and they were afraid. They said, they have brought their gods to the battlefield, and their gods are very powerful. They are the gods that rescued them from the Egyptians and caused many plagues there. Today, we must fight them hard. And so they did. They fought them very hard, and on that day, 30,000 soldiers of the Israelite army died in battle, including the two disrespectful sons of the chief priest. Their father had sent the special chest of God to the battlefield without God's permission, and the Philistines captured the special chest. And so they sent a messenger from the battlefield back to town to the chief priest to tell him of what had happened, to tell him of the deaths and the slaughter that took place in the battlefield, to tell him that his two sons had died in battle. And not only that, the special chest was captured by the Philistines. And when the chief priest heard this report, he fell over and died. And so the Philistines took the special chest of God to their temple in their town, and they put it up beside the idol of their God. When they came the next morning, the idol of their God had fallen face flat in front of the special chest of God. So they put it upright again besides the special chest of God. But when they came the next morning, the idol of their God had fallen face flat again in front of the special chest of God. And this time, his head and his hands were broken off. And so God punished the Philistine people in that town where the special chest of God was being kept. They began to have skin growth like tumors. And when the people realized this, they cried out and said, "We cannot keep the special chest of the God of Israel here. He is against us. We are all going to be destroyed alongside our gods." And so they sent it to another Philistine town. And the people there began to have the same disease. And so they took it to another Philistine town. And that town refused to receive it, but they too became sick. And so finally, the Philistines took the special chest of God and they put it on a cart and they sent it back to the town of Israel. And the special test of God stayed in that town for 20 years. And meanwhile, the Israelites were mourning and crying out. They felt like God had abandoned them. And their new judge, Samuel, said to them, if you are serious about returning to God, get rid of the idols to your gods and tend to God. And the Israelites listened to him. They confessed their sins to God and asked for his forgiveness. And God forgave them and even gave them victory over Philistines, their enemy. And that is the story of God from the book of God.